Yeah. Hi everyone, thanks for coming. So I'm Alan Williams and I'm a postdoc at the University of Minnesota. I'm involved in a project looking at what we call solar functional zone management, and it's a multiple institute project, and I'm just going to talk to you a bit today about some of the work we're doing on soil nitrogen cycling. So soil nitrogen cycling is a critical microbially mediated ecosystem service. It's dependent on the stock of labile organic nitrogen, and through decomposition and mineralization processes, obviously determines the amount of nitrogen that's available for crop uptake at any specific time. And because of that, it's very important for determining the amount of nitrogen that's retained within the system, and obviously the amount that's lost through leaching and volatilization. So depending on how it's managed, you can have either positive or negative environmental effects. So within our project, we believe that it's possible to manage the nitrogen cycle more efficiently, specifically by managing microbial processes to determine where and when microbial processes such as nutrient mineralization are occurring, and try and match that more closely with crop developmental needs. So there's two agronomic tools that we're using within our project, tillage and cover cropping. So within the tillage, we classify tillage systems within two broad categories, uniform and zonal tillage. So within uniform tillage, we're using chisel plow as a model system. And within this system, disturbance is applied evenly throughout the field, and crop residues are incorporated into the soil in fall and spring tillage events. So this mixes the residue, obviously, within the soil, bringing it into close contact with the microbial community, immediately leading to decomposition activity. So we argue that the soil nitrogen cycle is not matched to crop nitrogen requirements within the system. So within zonal tillage, and here we're looking specifically at ridge tillage, the soil zones, so that's the crop row and the interrow, are managed explicitly to provide different soil functions. And with this focus on functions, we are calling it soil functional zone management. So I'll just run through this system a bit more so for people who are not familiar with it. So you can see here, then you have the ridges and the furrows, and this is post-harvest here, so the corn stalks are left on the ridges, and the residue is concentrated into the interrow, and it's on the soil surface, so it reduces contact with the microbial community, reduces decomposition activity. Then in early spring, the ridges are truncated, so any residue and cover crops are removed to the interrow, so you get rapid warming, and soil then is mixed with these residues to start decomposition processes, which continue through spring as the crop develops. And then in midsummer, the ridges are reformed by scraping all this material back onto the ridges and concentrating it around the root zone. So you've got warm, moist soil there with lots of labile organic matter, so you should get bursts of microbial activity leading to a flush of nitrogen availability around the time that the plant is approaching its peak nitrogen demand phase, so from V6 onwards. And then the other system then we're interested in is cover cropping, and we think this will be most important early in the season, so after the spring thaw when there's a lot of nitrogen lost from these ag systems. We think that they can immobilize the nitrogen and store it in an organic form, obviously, which can then potentially be mobilized later in the season. So based on all this, we developed three hypotheses, which are split over two specific periods of the growth season. So the pre-planting phase, which is from spring thaw prior to planting, we hypothesized that there will be a greater stock of labile organic nitrogen in the ridge tillage, so that's a soil functional zone management system, compared to the uniform tillage system. And so you can see on this photo here, the chisel plow system, the residues are, this is in early spring after the thaw, the residues are all mixed into the soil, so there's a lot of decomposition activity going on there, whereas in the ridge tillage system, it's all on the soil surface in the interrows, so it's quite a big difference there. And then the second hypothesis was that cover cropping would reduce the amount of available nitrogen, as I described earlier. And then in midsummer, we hypothesized that there would be greater microbial activity and consequently greater soil nitrogen availability in the crop row of the ridge tillage system compared to the uniform tillage system. And again, here in this photo, you can see the chisel plow system, crop residues are just, what crop residues are remaining are sort of dispersed randomly through the row and interrow, whereas in the ridge tillage system, crop residues are concentrated around the root zone. So for data, we had 2 years' worth of data from 2012 and 2013 across four U.S. states, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. So that gave us 8 site years. Within each site and year, then, we had our 2 tillage treatments, chisel plow and ridge tillage. And within those, we had plus, minus, with and without cover cropping. Importantly, then, we sampled from the row and inter-row positions from each tillage system to look at the zonal effects. And then we sampled at 2 points in the year to look at our hypotheses. Available nitrogen was measured as the sum of nitrate and ammonium, and potentially mineralizable nitrogen was measured through lab incubations and gave us an insight into the pool of organic labile nitrogen and also microbial activity. For analysis, we undertook a structural equation modeling approach so that we could look at both direct and indirect effects of agronomic management on soil nitrogen availability. So in the next diagrams, all these arrows that you see represent linear mixed effects models with year and site fitted as nested random effects. So this is our conceptual model of how we expect management to affect nitrogen availability. So on the top, we've got our different agronomic management tools, so tillage, cover cropping, and then the rows within the zones within the tillage systems. We expect those to have a direct effect on nitrogen availability, and then also an indirect effect via the effects on labile organic nitrogen and microbial activity. So this is the first set of results from pre-planting. So before we get into it, I'll just try and explain what some of this means. So I'm only going to show the most parsimonious models. So all the arrows you see just show the most significant effects and relationships. These numbers here are standardized coefficients, so they show the strength of the effect or the relationship. So numbers closer to 1 or minus 1 indicate a strong positive or negative effect. Values closer to 0 indicate a weaker effect. And then measures of model fit are given here in case you're interested. So then on the top we have our agronomic management tools, and these are coded as binary variables, so they have to be interpreted as with respect to, as compared to. So if we go through the results, this is the ridge tillage result as compared to chisel plow. So ridge tillage increases the amount of potentially mineralizable nitrogen compared to the chisel plow system. So, and then this has an indirect effect on increasing available nitrogen as well here. And then the other important result we have here with regard to our hypotheses was the effect of rye cover cropping, and we see that that has a direct negative effect on the amount of available nitrogen. So if we go into the midsummer phase, which is during this period of peak maize nitrogen demand, the picture is a little more complicated, but we can walk through it. So the ridge tillage system here has an overall negative effect on the amount of potentially mineralizable nitrogen and a negative effect on the amount of available nitrogen. Likewise, in the row position of both tillage systems, we see a reduction in the amount of potentially mineralizable nitrogen in the row as compared to the inter-row, and a reduction in the amount of available nitrogen as well. But so that overall looks kind of negative, but the most important result here is this ridge tillage by row position interaction. And so within the ridge tillage system, the row position was found to lead to significant increases in the amount of potentially mineralizable nitrogen, which increased the amount of available nitrogen and also had a direct positive effect on the amount of available nitrogen within the row position. And you might look at this and think that some of these coefficients aren't particularly impressive because they're not that high, but you have to remember that this comes from 4 different sites with very different soils and climates, and also it's across 2 growing seasons. So we're actually, within our project, we're quite pleased with how consistent these results appear. And so to try and drive this home, I guess, so this plot here shows available nitrogen during the midsummer sampling across our 4 sites shown at the top and our 2 sampling years on the side here. And then we've got chisel plow and ridge tillage on the x-axis. So then the gray bars show inter-row available nitrogen, and the black bars show row position available nitrogen. And here we've got the chisel plow system highlighted in red, red circles. And you can see consistently across sites and across years, the chisel plow system enhances available nitrogen in the inter-row position at the time of peak maize nitrogen demand. If we compare this with the ridge till system, so this is exactly the same plot, just the ridge till results now are highlighted in these green circles. Again, we see consistently across sites and across years that the ridge tillage system increases available nitrogen in the row position much more compared to the inter-row position. And the amounts of nitrogen we're talking about here are quite substantial. So the when we combine this with bulk density data, the increase in available nitrogen in the ridge tillage row position compared to the inter-row is about 24 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, averaged across sites and years. And considering that's occurring at a time of peak nitrogen demand for the crop, that's not inconsequential. So then to summarize, we found strong support for our hypotheses. That is, during prior to planting, soil functional zone management appears able to increase the stock of labile organic nitrogen, which is then accessible later in the season through microbial activity to increase available nitrogen. And then cover cropping reduces available nitrogen in the soil in its early season, so reducing leaching and volatilization risk. And then in mid-summer, soil functional zone management appears to increase soil nitrogen turnover processes and nitrogen availability within the crop row. And so we conclude from this that soil functional zone management appears to allow precision control of the soil nitrogen cycle, allowing us to synchronize in both space and time nitrogen availability to match crop developmental needs. And we think that this may be able to help improve nitrogen use efficiency within these cropping systems. And we're currently doing more research to try and tie this, the availability of nitrogen in these times and positions with tissue nitrogen and yields within these systems. So this research was supported by a grant by the USDA Agriculture and Food Research Initiative. And I'd just like to thank Vince, Sherry, Matt, Martin, and Lee for all their help with field and lab work, and also to our respective institutions for their ongoing support. And thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions. Anybody have questions? Yes, sir.
So when and how did you put your fertilizer nitrogen on? I assume you added
nitrogen. So for each location, fertilizer application followed local best management practices. So I believe in Illinois, there was a fall application as well as then a spring application, but most of the other sites were all spring application, side dressed into the ridge or into the row. Yeah.
Do you have any corn yield differences between the systems?
Currently, we have not found any corn yield differences between the systems, but we've only been running it for 2 years, and I think one criticism I think the ridge tillage has had is that sometimes it can come maybe at a yield cost or it's more expensive. So the fact that we haven't found yield differences so far to us is actually quite encouraging, but we're trying to find out more mechanisms about what's driving some of those yields at the moment.
Yeah, I'm curious, you keeping those ridge tillage areas in the same location every year?
Yeah, they're permanent ridges, yeah.
Permanent ridges?
Yeah, across all sites, yeah.
Does that cause any long-term problem with compaction in the field then?
As I say, we've only been running it for 2 years, but 4 years now, but so far we haven't seen any. Most of the compaction problems seem to be coming, if there is compaction, it's bulk density anyway is increasing within the furrow positions, but certainly not in the inter-row, but I guess that's probably through wheel traffic.
Yeah. Do you know that roots do not go below the furrow, and they only stay in the ridge?
No, they do cross the entire distribution, but from a research a colleague has done, most around that time period, most of the roots appear concentrated in the ridge.
All right,
thank you.